Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of the Smartsquist. I am your host, Chris F. Fleming, the man, the myth, the legend, and I am feeling like crap, total, utter, hammered shit right now, but that does not stop me from having all the brash, tenash, and ass that I got to do this show. Now, if you'll excuse me, I will get the other person on, and we will go ahead and let them introduce themselves. Carl, you are on the Smartsquist.
Hey.
Hi, what's going on?
Nothing much. What about you?
Shit. That's all I can say. And I mean
yeah.
That literally.
I know the feeling.
Anyway, how is everybody doing tonight? Good? Probably not, but I don't give a fuck. I know you're doing better. I hope you're doing better. As far as, like I said, I'm concerned, I'm still doing this show tonight, even though I feel like total garbage. Because let's just say that somebody decided to sneak a laxative into my beverage or my food. I don't know what it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
So if there's anybody out there listening to this and you can't stand me and you decided you were going to sneak some shit into my food, fuck you. I'm still doing this show and I'm still running my mouth. You made a big mistake. You didn't finish the job because I'm still talking, bitch. Anyway. Now, as far as our show tonight, we are going to be talking about, I don't know, random stuff, I guess. Random-ish. No, we'll be talking about professional wrestling. And I also want to give a shout-out to the MEW guys who allowed me to stay back after the show, a great show this past Sunday night, and helped me break down the ring to help pay some dues, to pay some dues for myself, just to prove myself or help prove myself. I hope I did. And a very special shout-out to Brian Lawler, Grandmaster Sexay, for taking some little bit of time to talk to me and have a bit of a conversation with me, even though he wanted me to hold his car door because he couldn't keep his car door open. LOL. It's all good. I told him we'll talk more the next time, brother, because next time I see you, it'll be in June, and I will probably be one of the people standing outside of the ring holding a strap to whip certain somebody's ass, who I will not mention. But if you are in the Memphis area, you must check out MEW. It is absolutely great wrestling action. and it's what Memphis, Tennessee is known for, professional wrestling. So go check that out. Anyway, what's going on, Randy?
Well, I heard maybe about 2 hours ago that Ric Flair was going to be on Raw Monday.
And
something about Evolution, so I don't know what that's going to be about. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, I did say that if he does come back, he can come back and do something with Evolution, but as far as getting in the ring is concerned, brother, didn't we give you like the big send-off years ago?
Oh, I have a question. My friend that I just got through doing a video chat with, he wanted to know if you could pick someone to win, would it be Bret Hart in his prime versus CM Punk in an Iron 60-minute match, who would win?
Boy, I'm going to go with, I guess I got to go with Bret Hart. But then again, I don't know. Those are two evenly matched guys, both in their prime, both in good shape. Both have different beliefs, but they're still in their prime. But anyway, with that being said, I'm gonna run over to the internet wrestling community logic page and see if there's any stupid shit to talk about. Yes, I hope I feel better.
I saw something the other day, but I forgot what it was now. But it was kind of really stupid.
What?
I said I don't know now because I forgot.
In Paul Heyman voice. Eat,
no.
Sleep, complain, repeat. Eat, sleep, complain, repeat. Eat, sleep, complain, repeat. Eat, sleep, bitch, about the streak.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
How about this? Bitch that Dolph Ziggler and Wade Barrett don't get over. Chant CM Punk during their match.
I don't know about that because, you know, Barrett kind of got over, so.
No, you know, let me reread it. Bitches that Ziggler and Barrett don't get over. Chant CM Punk during their match.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
Now.
You want them to be over, right? So let go of CM Punk.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, CM Punk does not give two shits about your wrestling fans, all right? And quite frankly, I wouldn't give two shits about me either. If I was a half-mind idiot who chanted shit and shit on everything and complained and bitched and moaned about everything I could, I wouldn't care about me either.
Oh, yeah. I remember now. Something about he favored a tweet or something. I mean, it was going all around yesterday, and it was like, oh, my goodness, look, CM Punk favored my tweet. It was the first tweet that he did since he walked away from WWE.
Oh, my gosh, I'm not going to jizz my pants because CM Punk favored my tweet.
No.
Really?
You know how big of a fan I am about him, but, I mean.
I like CM Punk, but I've been saying for the past few weeks, let it fucking go.
Yeah.
If he didn't come back by WrestleMania, he's probably not coming back for a while.
That's
if
true.
If he even comes back at all.
Yeah.
Hey, Lorraine, sweetie, are you listening? Yeah, thank you. I really hope I feel better, too, once again.
Aww.
Anyway.
Hi, Lorraine.
Yeah, hi. She says hi.
Say my
she
friend,
says hi.
Maybe my friend Brett is listening because I told him to listen to the show, too. He was like, okay, cool.
Be? Who's your ass
my friend
to
Brett. What?
Okay, and what is Brett?
What?
Who is Brett? Tell me about Brett. I got to hear about this.
What?
I said, I got to hear about, well, let me put it like this. Is he a, quote, smart wrestling fan or actually a good wrestling fan?
He's a good wrestling fan. He's not Clinton, that's all I'm saying. Because I was trying to explain to him what was going on with him, and he was like, oh, my goodness, I wish I was on that show at that time. And I said, well, Chris kind of took care of that.
Hey, Clinton, are you listening, you little bitch? With that being said, we are going to go to a quick commercial. I would like to dedicate this next song out to Clinton Yuba, the dumbass, the smartass, the smart guy, the great guy who thinks he knows everything. And in 3, 2, 1, your worst nightmare should begin right about
now.
Wait. This is the Smarts List on Blog Talk Radio, and your worst nightmare, Clinton, is about to begin right about now.
Plus I can't turn the swell off. The franchise doing big business. I live this, it's automatic. I win it, so you hear those horns, you finish. A soldier, and I stay under you fighting. Plus I'm storming on these chumps like I'm thunder and lightning. Ain't no way you breaking me, kid. I'm hard as nails. Plus I keep it on lock like I'm part of the jail. I'm slaughtering sales, competition. I got the whole block wishing they could run with my division, but they gone fishing. With no bait, kid, your boy hold weight. I got my soul straight. I brush your mouth like Colgate. In any weather, I'm never better. Your boy's so hot, you never catch me in the next man's sweater. If they hate, let them hate. I drop your whole clan. Lay your ass down for the 3 seconds. And
your time is up, my time is now. You can't see me, my time is now. It's the franchise where I'm shining now. You can't see me,
yeah.
My time is now.
It's gonna be what it's gonna be. 5 pounds of courage, buddy, base, 10 pants with a gold tee. It's a war dance, a victory step. A boss stance is a gift, and you insist it's my rep. John Cena trademark, y'all are so-so. And talk about the bread you make, but don't know the recipe for dodo. Aiming guns in all your photos, that's a no-no. In this pop, your lip lock, your big socks are blatant no-so. See what happens when the ice age melts. You see, monetary status is not what matters, but it helps. I'm rocking timepiece by Benny, if any. The same reason y'all could love me is the same reason y'all condemn me. A man's measured by the way that he thinks. Not clothing lines, ice links, leather and minks. I spent 20 plus years seeking knowledge itself. So for now, Mark Fred is living life for wealth.
Your time is up, my time is now. You can't see me, my time is now. It's the franchise where I'm shining now. You can't see me, my time is now. Your time is up, my time is now. You can't see me, my time is now. It's the franchise where I'm shining now. You can't see me.
Okay.
shooting us up.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Is Chris there?
Okay, well,
welcome back to the Smart Quiz. I am your host, Chris X. Fleming, the man, the myth, the legend. And, of course, I didn't go anywhere. I decided to go silent because I can, just to see what you guys would say. With that being said, we have a guest right here on the Smart Quiz. Please say who the fuck you are and don't play any games with me because you don't know how I roll. You ain't never been on this show before, so don't fuck with me. You end up like Clinton. I'm not even playing. I say that with a smile on my face. The very first smile on my face I've had in a while. So come ahead and say who you are.
Oh, what's up, man? Yeah, my dude Brett that was referred to earlier on in the show.
All right.
Hey, man, thanks for calling in.
No, thank
Great
you, guys.
Job.
I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of nervous of doing this because it's the first time I'm actually in public doing a radio podcast kind of thing.
Man,
don't be.
You'll be okay. As long as you're all right, just stay alive and you'll be okay.
Okay, I will.
Now,
and if I utter it, it's because I got speech issues. So what can you do?
It doesn't matter.
Awesome.
Well, since we got you on, we would like to get your thoughts on this incredible brain dead phenomenon known as simply by three letters, IWC.
The IWC, the internet, wrestling community. I would say there's some smart, some good IWC members, but there's probably a fuckload of of those people who are just snarky, idiotic, being dickheads about the whole entire wrestling thing.
Eat, sleep, complain, repeat.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Hey, Clinton, can you hear? You're probably not listening now, you little pussy. You're probably playing with yourself. But anyway. I'm not saying, Clinton, do you need some tips? I mean, fuck, all you need is some lotion and a picture of chair. Actually make it a picture of Snooki.
Oh, what about John Cena?
Yeah, John Cena too. Since you love him so much. Since you love him so much. Anyway. Now, I'm sure that you heard or seen a few weeks ago that The Undertaker's historic undefeated streak at WrestleMania has been brought to an end. And ending the streak, while ending the streak was very shocking. Very shocking for everybody all around the world. It made the whole world stop. It made time stop. It made everything freeze. There are just people out there that are saying that this was a cruel thing to do to the Undertaker, for the WWE to do to the Undertaker, when 9 times out of 10, this is probably what he wanted. I mean, Taker is a senior star, and at this point in his career,
yes.
He knows pretty much what he's doing, and he can make, and since he's on a limited schedule anyway, they try to book him in the best way that he can, in the way that he wants to be booked. So if this is what he wanted, then why should we be upset about it?
Yeah, I'll admit, I was upset about the about the historic and the fabled streak coming to an end.
I wasn't happy about it.
A week or 2 weeks of being bitter about it, but after thinking about it closer, I think it was the right thing to do because what else does Undertaker, Undertaker have the proof? All he doesn't need the championship title to legitimize himself. The only thing I see that was keeping him coming back was a streak, and I think that with it and ended, and I heard reports and rumors on the Dorsey's that he picked under Brock Lesnar to end the streak. But without the streak, I think that it's the perfect time for Undertaker to retire because he has nothing else to prove to the WWE fans.
I don't think he has anything left in him. I think he was running on fumes at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Straight fumes. And
I agree.
While, I'm not saying I was happy to see the streak end, but I'm glad to watch him go out the way that he did. Do you know what the Undertaker is what the WWE is gonna do now? You know all the smart marks who like to cheer heels and boo faces because they're smart. Let me tell you something. You guys are all pissed off about the Undertaker's streak being put to rest. The WWE and what they're doing right now, I probably shouldn't even expose this, but I'm going to say it anyway because I figure that you dumb motherfuckers need to hear it. The WWE is taking all the heat that Brock Lesnar has because he's got a ton of heat right now, and he is disliked tremendously.
They're taking the heat.
And they are capitalizing on it to give him some heel heat. So every arena that he goes to, he will get straight boos. Yeah. So what's on that left nut, IWC?
Plus I think that Brock Lesnar is the most believable person to end the streak. I mean, you got Undertaker who is in his late 40s, probably early 50s. You got Brock Lesnar, probably in his 30s. Think about it.
I mean, Brock Lesnar, he's still got another run in him. He can still go.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's still got a good probably 5 to 10 years on the tank.
And I want to take this time right now to also throw out an invite to Miss Lorraine if she wants to call in and give her thoughts, which I don't know, she might not have much to say, but
or anyone else to call in.
Yeah, or anybody else if you're listening, call in, give us an impression, join this conversation, join this IWC hate filled convo. And if you're IWC and you're listening, stop jacking off to my voice, all right?
And in the words of CM Punk, pipe bomb.
Yes. Yes, yes. CM Punk, if you're listening, this is all in your defense, bro. If you do whatever you want, man. It's none of my business what you do. I'm saying this out of respect. If you want to come back, then you can. If you don't want to, then... Oh, well, I can't make you. Nobody can make you, and bitching about it for 24 hours, 24-7, 7 days a week is not going to do anything about it. Oh, and on some side news off of professional wrestling, this is Serrani. I just found out that Daughtry will be playing the Memphis Botanic Gardens with the Goo Goo Dolls on July 12th, and tickets go on sale for presale tomorrow at 10 o'clock a.m. Guess who's going to be a part of that presale?
Would that be you?
Of course.
That's cool. Sweet. I didn't know they were Las Vegas because I couldn't win the tickets. So
if you say him one more time, I will throw this phone.
I'm sorry. I couldn't go see Daughtry.
That's better. I know the bald guy in the front row has the last in the front. In the front is the front man, and it's his last name that the band takes for their band name. But Jesus. Anyway,
yeah, I'm more so into the onto the discussion of music in general. I'm more into the heavier side of the rock and metal spectrum, I can't speak today. Drowning Pool, Saliva, and all those other bands.
A lot of those bands that WWE has actually used or done business with, and Speaking of that, I wasn't very happy that the Undertaker's taking it because I'm pretty sure the whole damn world stopped. I know my good friend Mike Sanchez, who's a great friend of the band Daughtry, he was watching the show and he snipped out. I went on his Twitter and he was tweeting like crazy. Oh my gosh. He was just out of his pit. Mike, if you're listening, dude, I love you, man. Your CD is great, by the way. Keep on writing some good music. Anyway. Ooh, Miller Lite. I'll pass. Anyway. If anybody, once again, if anybody wants to call into the show, the number is above the window right there if you are listening. Once again, the number is above the window right now. So if you can't read, then you better read. But then you better get some glasses. Or if you can't have any access to glasses right now, you're blind ass just sitting there reading words, and I will state it out for you. The number is 646-915-9644. Once again, let me dumb it down for all the dumbasses out there. That's 646-915-9644. Did you understand that? Do I have to go slower?
No, you don't.
If you don't, know, guys, tune in. Be sure to join the discussion. Come on, man.
Anybody want to help us out? You got some shit you want to discuss? If you're an IWC member or a really, really smart mark, then you can call in. That's fine. I don't care. I'm not going to rip you apart. I'm not going to give you shit.
Much.
And with that being said, we're going to go to another break, and we will be right back with more on this very special edition of the Smart Stuff. And by the way, my ass. Yeah, sorry, wrong phone. I just hate it when that happens. I was talking about this.
Call it what you will, it's just not a feel like. And welcome back to the Smarks List. I'm your host, the man, the myth, the awesome legend. And I say I'm awesome because I feel like complete crap, but I'm still doing this. Chris S. Fleming, and we have a few guests. So hang on, we have more comments coming. Hang on, let's get these people on right away. Caller, you are on the Smarts List.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much, you?
Man, that's great.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like your heart is kind of sick.
I'm all right. I'm milking it. I didn't want to not do this show tonight. And if there's somebody that was calling in tonight, I mean, well, if that, whoever was just calling in, feel free to call right back. But we would love to have you on the show and get you up to call, right? Because apparently it just hung up and I didn't get you away. But I don't know what the hell is that. Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay, why does it sound like somebody... Why does it sound like Ace is playing with the children? I think I heard her yell, stop it. Okay. Let's let Artrell take over for a bit because I think he's got some stuff written down that he wants to talk about, so let's go ahead and get those talking points out of the way. Arturo, what was yours?
Okay. I was doing some stuff, and I got a good birthday gift yesterday from my mother-in-law. What did I get was something that I used to have and always... They gave the blessing for us to be married. But besides that, I got a DJ board because I usually... I did have a DJ board a long time ago, and I always do these smash-ups with, like, WWE and TNA's and Ring of Honor theme songs and whatnot. So I did that, and you can still find some of the songs on WFSO's YouTube page. But what I'm going to announce is that Tuesday, and every Tuesday, you can catch the WFSO Smash Up. So we're going to be taking requests of any WWE theme song and mix them up. You can do a two-way bear ones. It just... Just whatever.
Yeah,
just like, yeah, just like, well, you want one song and you want another song, like all smashed up and mixed in together. That would be the show to do it.
That would be cool between the Wyatt family theme song and the Shield.
But I do
that's
admit.
That's my two favorite songs right now.
Careful,
I'll
drill out.
I do admit, it will be kind of tricky, but. It can be done.
Yeah, I want to see a mashup between the Wyatt theme and the Brood's theme music.
Right. I guess the thing is, this is going to be like mixed live and just going to let it go.
Yeah, oh, that's going to be sick.
Catching flies.
I guess y'all already thinking already what songs to mix with.
Man.
He's got in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands.
He's got the whole hand his ass. He's got the whole hand up his ass.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the whole hand in his pants or something, but...
Well, actually, when I was trying to give the Wyatt's heel heat Monday, I was saying this. He's got no balls in his pants. He's got no balls in his pants.
Are you referring that to Clinton?
Well, him too, since his little wannabe heel ass. Fucking Mark.
Oh, okay. But yeah, the show will be Tuesday evenings 10 o'clock Central Time. It'll be an hour show. So it'll be on this WFSO radio network. So
right here,
call in live and do some requests and let's have some fun with it.
You hear that, people?
I hear that.
Yeah, I heard it.
So,
yeah,
for example, if you want... What?
Yeah, loud and clear. I heard it.
Oh, okay. Like, for example, if you want to hear themes like this mixed together... Just simply make a request. And with that, we have another caller. Caller, you are on the Smarts List. Please state your name and where you're from.
This is Lorraine, and I'm from Philadelphia.
Hey, how are you?
All right,
hey,
how are you, Lorraine? I'm hoping you're feeling better.
Got a lot of callers today.
I feel like I had a horseshoe stuck up my ass crack. Who's the hater that wanted to drug me? What have I done that is so bad that makes people hate me? All I do is tell the truth.
Some people can't handle the truth, though.
So you're going to kill me for it? I can't even move. All I can do is talk. Some people think I say inappropriate things. I prefer to think of it as being honest.
I'm trying to figure out who had the means and opportunities to do that test.
Oh, I already know.
I'm not there, so it can't be me.
Damn right it can't be you.
I'm all in Philly, so sure wasn't me.
Is it, well, it can't be Artrell. He wouldn't.
No, Artrell's a good guy.
Thank you.
So what's up? I can't get a good morning. I'm going to run to the IWT Logic page and I'm going to throw out some things and let you guys get your thoughts on them. Get your thoughts
right
on them. You guys know that page, the IWT Logic page, the IWT parody page. Okay, let's see what we have here. Who the hell is knocking on their phone?
Nothing?
Probably me.
Okay, check this out.
Hello. Oh, there we go. Now I have to get y'all on speaker because every time it seems like I'm laying on this phone, it just...
Yeah, I think mine does that too.
Well, guys, check this out. This was posted the night after WrestleMania 30. Super Brian kicked out of the pedigree. Not sold it. Buried Triple H. No sold the arm injury and the beatdown by all of Evolution and Barry Batista and Orton in the main event, and everyone's all happy. Cena gets a hard-fought win over the relative newcomer in the fourth match, and everyone cries about it. Hypocrites much?
Yeah, I have to agree on that. With that one. Yeah, Daniel Bryan fans, and we, I hate the fact that John Cena has been, shoved down our throats. I'm trying to clear my thoughts here. Y'all can speak while I try to clear my thoughts.
Everyone has the option to turn the channel, my brother. Ooh, here's this. The IWC, in a nutshell, a bunch of moody-ass women on their periods keep changing their minds every 2 seconds, bitching, moaning, and complaining.
Hey, I'm not that bad.
You're not on your period.
No comment.
So, yeah, I know, right? So, as far as John Cena being, quote, shoved down our throats, I guess Daniel Bryan's being shoved down our throats right now, too, isn't he? Wasn't Sheamus being shoved down on the field degree?
Not my vocal problems, others.
Let's see what else is down here. Hell, I don't even think Batista is being shoved down our throats. But I did say in a post that at some point he probably is going to get the World Heavyweight title. And it's gonna hate people are gonna hate to hear me say this, but we're gonna have to deal with it.
Yeah. I mean, what can
I thought you did that too. Yeah, I saw what you did there too. That yeah, clever.
I'm pretty sure that cocksucker Daniel Bryan will bear Triple H on Sunday. Then he'll Super Bryan his way through Orton and Batista, burying them with his bearded shovel before winning his second world title in just 7 months. First, this guy buries Cena at SummerSlam. Now he's going to prevent great talent like Triple H, Orton, and Batista from ever getting over because, of course, the great Daniel Bryan always has to win. They might as well just rename Raw, Daniel Bryan, and Friends. Fuck WrestleMania. I'm done with WWE. Hashtag IWC logic. Hashtag good mic work.
And you know what the funny part about it is most of the people that say that's it, I'm done, is watching the next week anyway.
Yep.
Yeah,
the words
absolutely.
Out of my mouth. I mean, you know, they sit on Facebook and all that, and they rant and rave how they're not going to watch it no more. They're fed up. They're done. Da, 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 da. And then next week I see them posting stuff.
Typical bullshit. God, what a bunch of idiots. Let me tell you something. I've been running this show for a bit of a while now, and when I went to my Memphis wrestling show on Sunday, and I told those wrestlers about a little bit about myself, they said, "Thank you, we appreciate it." And I said, these guys don't know shit about what you guys do. And I told them who I was, gave them a bit of information. If they want to listen to the show, they can go right ahead. And if they want to call in, they can go right ahead. I'm not sure if any of them are listening right now, but you know what I mean. Okay. Mommy, is it just me or does everyone seem brainwashed, ignorant, and closed-minded, yet still somehow manage to believe they are educated enough to offer an opinion on shit they know nothing about because TV told them it's so?
I've actually started feeling that way.
that's like a little kid supposed to be saying that. Let me repeat it. Mommy, is it just me or does everyone seem brainwashed, ignorant, and closed-minded, yet still somehow manage to believe they are educated enough to offer an opinion on shit they know nothing about because TV told them it's so?
Face palms are hurt everywhere.
It's not just wrestling, it's just with shit in general.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, shit, this is a funny one. Check this out. Let me click on this one. It's a meme with CM Punk and Daniel Bryan. Listen to this. CM Punk is the best in the world. John Cena sucks. CM Punk should be WWE champion. Been champ for 200 days. Boo, Punk's overrated. He should drop the belt. He should drop the title to somebody else. Bryan on his way to the main event in WrestleMania and win both. Oh, shit. Fuck. Hang on. I read that wrong. Daniel Bryan, best wrestler ever. WWE should stop screwing him. Bryan on his way to the main event at WrestleMania and wins both titles. Boo. Overrated GOAT. Never liked him. I hope Triple H buries him. Next stop, hashtag push Cesaro. Yeah, whatever.
Hypocrite much, I have to say.
Now, how about this? I think that people need to realize you can't move into the future if you are living in the past. No, WWE should not rehire old divas that you loved. They've moved on, and they were amazing and entertaining. WWE is not going to go back into the Attitude Era just because you like to complain about it. If you don't like PG, why bother watching it? There are other channels. You can't claim to be a fan of something if you have a problem with everything about it. Chill out and enjoy the show.
That's true.
Exactly.
I wholeheartedly agree with that.
Let's see what else is here. OMG, worst WrestleMania ever. Still watches. Well, how about this one? You cry and you pout about wanting the Attitude Era back, but when we give you just a little attitude, you get offended.
I see it all around, all on Facebook and Twitter. I'm like, you hypocritical bitches.
Oh, absolutely. What else is here?
I'm glad I got the friends that I have on my Facebook, because a lot of them are wrestling fans, and they're nowhere near anything that you've described.
So they'll be lucky if I even talk to them. Most wrestling fans will be lucky if I talk to them. Oh, shit, hang on. Let me get Artrell back in here. Well, if I can see him. Hey, Artrell, try calling back in. In the meantime, check out this one. When in doubt, blame John Cena.
Oh, wow.
Today's lesson in smart sense, overrated. The meaning of overrated for the IWC. Babyface who's over and being pushed. Vintage IWC with a picture of Michael Cole.
Hey. I have a question to ask you.
What?
Before people bitched about John Cena, who back then was like John Cena?
The Rock.
Before The Rock.
Bret Hart. Shawn Michaels. Hulk Hogan. But back then, when Hulk Hogan was doing it, there was no IWC, so nobody could bitch.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. That's true.
There was no internet, no dirt sheets, none of this shit that we have today that's fucking up the business. Now, check this out. Yes, the, quote, smart marks hijacked Raw and showed such disrespect to the heel authority by booing them and cheering for the babyface Daniel Bryan. Show them your respect. Hijack Raw by paying for a ticket and react exactly the way they want you to. Hashtag, you got worked. With a picture of Vince McMahon laughing that says, dance, puppets, dance.
That is... Yeah,
and some of them
think
they can't be with. Because they're so smart, they can't be tricked. So, check this out. So, about Triple H and his buddies, the Outlaws, burying the Usos. Hang on, we have a caller.
Okay.
Well,
I'm
we
back.
Also lost one call. We gained one call. Caller, you're on.
I'm back. I don't know what happened, but I'm back.
He's back. With that being said, let me read this one right quick. And it features R-Truth and Vince McMahon laughing. So they start this hijack Raw movement where they are going to pay me to protest me. Okay, I guess that makes sense.
Hey,
what
I got something.
What's up?
Okay, who y'all think is the most boring wrestler any promotion ever held a world title? Somebody got... They think Mark Henry is the most boring wrestler that ever hold a title.
They need to back it up.
They really didn't. All they just said, he was just boring.
Then he ain't boring.
For my answer, I'll just say the Great Khali, me personally.
Well, he's no more over than a damn dead bird on the street.
Well, he's in the NXT now.
I would have to see my most boring character that I've ever seen would have to be Kazarni. Kazarni?
Oh, yeah,
who the hell is Kazarni? The other guys. Oh, How about this? One more time. Dear IWC, if you're upset over Daniel Bryan being screwed last night, mission accomplished. The WWE has you right where they want you. Another picture of a Vince McMahon with the words, dance, puppets, dance.
That's genius.
Just go show they're not smart at all. Anyway, Arturo, you can go ahead and keep going, brother.
Okay, this is another person they said, like, Randy Orton, fuck him. They think
fuck
he's
you.
Boring.
How the fuck can he be boring and he turned heel last year? I mean, goddamn, I mean, it was good to see him turn heel. I mean, I'm not, of course, you know, I'm not going to fucking cheer heels, all right, because that's not what the wrestlers want. But,
right, but
in my mind, I was thinking,
oh, go ahead.
Oh, but in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, Randy's heel again, cool. Now I get to boo him and throw shit at him again. But
okay, here's the reason this person said that Randy Orton sucks. He sucks on the mic. Okay. He added E with the mic, M-I-K-E. He has no presence in the ring. He was nowhere close to being worthy of that Legend Killer gimmick. Today is one of the worst things the WWE had ever done, and the worst thing they've done since I started watching wrestling in 1999. He only has three things going for him. He does have a pretty dropkick, his dad, Cowboy Orton, and his buddies with Triple H. Unfortunately, he will be in the Hall of Fame one day, but I'm sorry, this dude was never drawing shit for WWE. Whenever he does hang up his boots, he will not be missed. And we will wonder why he haven't done it sooner, so fuck him.
Is that so? Then why do we have a bunch of annoying-ass fangirls online screaming how Randy Orton is so sexy? Rainy.
Uh-oh.
Of course.
Well, the person that said this
spot,
is a guy.
Huh? And she's not the only one, because I see it on my Facebook.
Oh my gosh, like Randy's like so sexy. Like I could just eat him like up like so bad. I like want him so bad. You will not believe. Let me tell you something. When I was at Monday Night Raw and Randy Orton was in the ring, I would stand behind this female that was in front of me and I would scream, "Randy, you're so sexy." And he turned around and smirked at me like, "The fuck?" Like, are you serious? Like, you like dude, you need to stop doing that. You're creeping me out.
Yeah, I think the same holds true for the Cena fangirls.
The Cena fangirls, too? Oh, my gosh, John Cena's like so sexy. What about those fangirls that...
The ones for Cena are not as bad as the ordinary.
The ones for Randy. I mean, I can take the Cena ones a little better than I can take the Randy ones, but then you got those ones. There's one girl I talked to online that talked about Alex Riley deserves a push. And I'm like, Alex Riley is no more entertaining than a dead bird. He's like, because the WWE doesn't give him a chance. I'm like, really? Then why is he on Superstars every week?
And why is he commentating NXT?
Yeah.
I mean, if anything, he's lucky to have a job right now after that DWI that he got.
Hmm. Yeah, I
mean, Alex, if you're listening, brother, I'm not disrespecting you, man. I'm just telling it like it is. Keep talking.
Okay, let's see who else they said was born. Another guy put JBL, Backlund, and Luger. Luger was the most overrated wrestler ever.
Really, now? How so?
He didn't have no reasons or anything like that.
Fine. Yes, I'm avoiding you, but it's not because...
Oh, okay. He got his reason for JBL, then. He said a lot of guys paid dues and was never given the strap. JBL was boring as hell. Luger was given everything way too fast. He hated the wrestling business as as well documented facts. He didn't do shit with it. Backlund was boring, but I liked him when he was when the person that put this up was younger.
Really? Excuse me, guys. Sorry, I'm just watching SummerSlam 2010 while I'm talking to you guys. I have not stopped watching it since I had the DVD. This is absolutely one of my favorite pay-per-views.
I have that pay-per-view. It's the one with it's a 7-on-7 tag match, right?
Yes.
I love that.
It's just a way. I mean, let's go offside to talk about it for a second. I mean, just the emotion that I was feeling, you know, going into this pay-per-view, you know, it almost felt like a WrestleMania to me. I mean, even though I know it's a big pay-per-view, you know, but, you know, it's not WrestleMania. But this was actually my first SummerSlam that I actually felt, you know, a lot of different emotions going into it, you know. And when the show got on the air, I felt like, yeah, let's do this. Because, I don't know what the WWE did, but I think 90 seconds, my ass, shut up.
I think it has something to do with, like, the Nexus, because it's like they was a big thing coming up, and it was something different.
Yeah. And I think it's because I wanted to see the Nexus get their asses kicked.
I didn't care who won.
It might be a bold connection. Yeah, it might be a bold connection, and probably, yeah, pretty idiotic one. I have to say, I have to compare the Nexus to that of the NWO. Of that time.
Well, they were a group of renegades who defied authority and did what they wanted.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, they weren't exactly a DX, but I mean, and not to mention, you know, I do love the Staples Center. I mean, it's one of my favorite arenas.
And home to WrestleMania 21?
Yes. And where Triple H consummated the marriage.
Yeah. Yeah, I found a meme on Instagram. One is showing John Cena and Hulk Hogan. It says, you are a legend and an icon. And the image right next to it shows, there's rage faces. There's poorly drawn cartoon faces. One is showing a very pissed off, rage face saying, "Stop kissing his ass." And and then the bottom one shows Daniel Bryan and Hulk Hogan. I have been, and the caption says on that image, I've been a Hulkamaniac as long as as I can remember. And it shows another rage face with, like, tears coming out of his eyes. It's saying, OMG, this has been, this is really great of, Brian honoring, Hogan. And the following, it shows Chris Jericho in a suit saying, hypocrites.
Well,
you know how I am about Triple H, but I kind of make fun of him. Well, not really make fun of him, but whenever he had a sore throat Monday, it sounded like he had the Evolution.
I made a joke saying, was Triple H deep throating?
Yeah, I know. I saw.
I mean, I'm some real shit. Bless Triple H's heart. He did get through it. I could tell he was feeling like shit, but he got through it. God bless him. I mean, he milked it.
But Stephanie was good, too, that night.
Yeah, no, that's the reason he got sore throat.
I'm gonna spit my drink.
Oh, man. Man, if they hear this, they're gonna kill me. Stephanie, Triple H, don't kill me. I love you guys. You guys are awesome. You guys are the reason that the future of the business is pretty much secure.
Yep.
Now keep on going before I say some other dumb shit.
Well, I don't have any more else to say.
Randy, do you have sore throat?
Me? I've been having it for 3 weeks.
Oh, so you do have sore throat. What did I tell you about deep throating? You don't take the shaft and stick it all the way down to where your tonsils are, okay? That shit can scratch the back of your throat up.
Stop me.
Oh my gosh, Vicky Guerrero jumping up and down with Dolph Ziggler. SmackDown footage 9 days before SmackDown footage of 9 days previous before SummerSlam.
I'm sorry about
here's
that.
Another thing I did notice. It's okay. Here's something else I did notice. Did you guys notice that between these 2 years of SummerSlam, the previous year, Dolph Ziggler was the one going in competing for the Intercontinental title? And then
yes.
The next year he goes in as the champion?
Oh, yeah.
Funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, here comes Kofi Kingston. And apparently the fucking lighting rail that was on the stage holding some of the lights was too close to the edges, and they had to put the pyro cannons on top of the stage so the shit wouldn't fly on people.
Sure.
Now, I don't know about you guys, but I pay to see some wrestling. I don't pay to get burned by pyro.
That's true.
Same here.
And I was sitting close as hell to the stage. Did you see the FedEx Forum show? Anybody remember the show from Memphis a few weeks ago?
What was that?
Anybody see the show from Memphis a few weeks ago?
No.
The night of the whole Occupy Raw segment.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to let them tell you.
Oh,
tell them, guys.
Complaining about the Occupy Raw.
Who was in that?
You.
You.
Yes. I'm one of the people that's stuck in a Daniel Bryan t-shirt.
That was sick.
We got to go backstage and everything. I mean, we didn't get to spend a lot of time back there, but we did see some people. And I did say hi to Charles Robinson.
Did you see Undertaker?
No. I think he left before he had the chance to talk with anybody. Because I think he was on a, you know, tight schedule, so.
Yeah, probably so.
But, what else? I'm looking at my actual seat. If you go back and see, if you go back and watch the show, it was right real close to the entrance. And,
right.
Well, I took a picture of it, too.
Was it closer to the ring or was it closer to the stage?
It was closer to the ring, but it was right at the entrance. It was on the side. It was on the left. It was on the right side of the entrance.
Okay.
On the camera side. And when Triple H came out and with Stephanie and they were talking, I held up my smart marks on smart sign, and I think Triple H peeked at it and he wanted to chuckle a little bit.
Yeah, I could see him.
I saw that part.
Huh. You did? Oh, you saw that sign?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
I thought we had to find that episode and we watched it.
The whole world saw it. I was like, "Hey, IWC, I'm giving a shout out to you guys again. You're not smart." And by the way, people, we are in way, way, way in overtime.
Yes, we are.
Now, if you guys don't mind, I'm going to go grab something to eat, and I'm going to let you guys talk about some shit. I'll be right back, because I'm hungry, and I'm going to see if I can get this ass fever down.
Okay, apparently the NXT is going to have another so-called pay-per-view called NXT TakeOver on May 29th. So I know they didn't announce all the matches just yet, but they did have some spoilers that's out there, which I'm not going to read.
Okay.
But to say, I know nobody don't want any spoilers, so.
Okay. I know I don't.
I don't want a spoiler.
Right, and I'm thinking, like, I'll read it, then I'll forget about it, like, the next day anyway, so.
You know what I was reading? After Monday Night Raw, people posting up about how Daniel hasn't defended his title yet, and this, that, and the other thing. They're not taking into consideration that his dad just passed away.
Wait, they getting upset because he didn't defend his title? And he just won it?
Yeah, they were actually complaining about it. And when I'm reading it, all I could do is shake my head back and forth. I'm like, this man, he just got married. His dad just passed away and stuff. I mean, I expected them to do the beat down so he could take time off.
There was a lot of
people complaining about it, and I'm just like, come on. I'm like, you know, his dad just died. He just got married. Like, you want him in the ring the same night to defend his title?
Yeah. Oh. Going back to we watched that segment. I noticed that in some way, shape, or form that everyone, that was a part of the whole entire segment of the man, Kane and Brie Bella was all concerned for Bron, whether it's vocal tone or body language.
Right.
I don't know. I guess people just expect stuff too fast, and it's just sad. They just have no patience at all.
And if Bron's gone until Extreme Rules, I'm probably okay with that. Other dude needs to take as much time as he can to cope with the loss of his dad.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, they say he's going to be at Raw next week, so.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm saying, but still, it's just like, he just won the belt. It ain't like he's going to defend it, like, that quickly or anything like that. But I know they do it with some people, but not everybody's going to defend it the next night or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, he did defend it the next night. He went against Triple H. Unless the match ended up a no contest.
I don't even think the match even began.
Wow. So they can't complain and say he didn't defend his title now.
That's true.
Oh man, some of these people, where do they come from?
Speaking of title defenses, where is the title defenses of Dean Ambrose?
Okay,
yeah,
I don't understand.
Don't get me wrong, I do like the Shield and I like it. I like Dean Ambrose, but I think that he should defend the title a lot more often.
Yeah, I agree with that.
If you don't defend the title within was it 3 days? Yeah, or if you stripped the title.
Alright. Just my thing is I think since he won it, he has been defending it in the beginning. It's just now it's just like not doing much of it.
Yeah, it's like on shows or something.
Right, it's just like since Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins lost the tag titles, he hasn't been defending it.
Yeah, does creative have nothing for him in the title?
Like,
well,
if he was defending it more, would.
Like, a week or two ago, he defended it between Dolph Ziggler and Kofi Kingston and Jack Swagger, I think, in a four-way. But that was at a house show, but that wasn't like, you know, on TV, but.
Right.
Probably
a testimony. You know, they got to at least show it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Not a bad tag match that's going on right now. I'm watching NXT.
Yeah. I got NXT on my PlayStation 3 going on right now.
Why are you guys watching the WWE Network?
Yeah.
I'm actually reading this story that I can't believe is real. It has nothing to do with wrestling, but it's just, I'm like, okay. Apparently, a 19-year-old girl got stopped in Kingsport for driving the suspended license and had the police found the gun in the woman's vagina.
Really?
Yes, she had a .22 caliber revolver. She's lucky it didn't go to hell off. She had it loaded and
all. Oh, wow.
That would be her lesson, though.
What?
Wow.
What the F?
Some people are so stupid.
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then they want to know, why are we, like, antisocial?
People want to know why.
Mm-hmm.
You're practically all hope and faith in humanity.
People want to know why. I like this song, but sometimes I cringe when it's on. Hattie by Pharrell.
Oh, Hattie, yes. I'm like,
it's a good song, but it would be actually better, more possible to be like that if I wasn't surrounded by so many stupid people.
Oh, so you like that song Selfie now?
Hmm?
I said, do you like that song Selfie now?
Ooh, interesting.
Would you like a bullet in your ass?
No.
Okay.
Goddamn selfies, huh?
TNA Impact could be gone from Spike TV this October.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I'm going to try to read the whole thing. Let's see. Did this laptop act right? Okay. It is interesting, is it not? TNA randomly changes game plans and decides to go with crazier than ever. Talent leaves, and some are with one foot out the door. Then you have storyline directions with maybe going as worse as it's ever been for TNA. So it should come as no shock to TNA faithful that many fans have folded away that Spike TV had noticed a decline in the love for the product. This has forced a lot of backstage heat on Dixie Carter. He basically shoved TNA founder Jeff Jarrett out of the company, and since then, on snowball effect has begun. Whether it's a loss of a big TNA sample in AJ Styles or a loss of a legend in Sting, TNA is clearly not the inside new company it once was. Dixie decided she would complain recently about how TNA did not have presence in New Orleans when WWE put an annual WrestleMania show. This was an after-the-fact problem she brought. This was an after-the-fact problem she brought up. Many think it is strange for her to bring things up like this, and yet she did another she did not bother to try and figure out something to help them in New Orleans, for example. Her mother, also in a Panda Energy attorney, recently visited TNA office, and this came to as a surprise as many. Her mother, Janice, is with the Panda Energy and now runs the budget for TNA on the Panda Energy banner. She has never handled things in a TNA office, but rather over the phone or Dixie simply came to her. So this is not a good sign, according to some. Another big issue in TNA is facing the fact that they had yet to sign a new TV deal with Spike TV. Spike has shown TNA program for the past... Oh, what?
A new TV deal?
Oh, no, they haven't signed one yet. Spike has shown TNA program for the last number of years. Their deal will expire this October. Interesting enough, upon the time TNA's last deal with Spike was going on, TNA signed a year before it was set to end, so it's a bit weird that they would not sign a new deal. There are little interest parties that will take TNA. Fox Sports was a small idea years ago.
Gosh, please, somebody take a penalty on that.
Now. Especially seeing how UFC on primetime Fox cannot draw a lot of ratings in. Ouch. TNA has a big need of signing on with Spike TV. Without them, they lose a major bit of funding, and no one cares about wrestling company worldwide once it goes off TV. For American company like TNA to be off American TV would be a huge issue. They also, wow, this is a lot. They also do not have a leverage like WWE does in its time contract deals. WWE is not signed with NBCU anymore, but USA Network is still showing the product because they know the ratings are there and they would love to keep them. WWE averaged about 2.2 for all of their televised shows. Raw alone has been in the 3.0 most of the time on TV. TNA has never seen a 2.0 rating at all for any show. Social Spike TV really wants to sign a program that never really brings anything in anymore. Does TNA even have a bit of leverage here? Most think not. If TNA's TV deal falls through, heavy heat will be on Dixie Carter even more she has now. It looks highly likely that this will fall through for TNA. Stars like Kurt Angle have a contract up in September, and he has stated that he is considering a WWE return. Most think Angle will take the jump to WWE regardless of the outcome of TNA's TV deal. However, when you see yourself without a place to be seen versus a place that is not going anywhere anytime soon, you take the bird in the hand option. Without TV, TNA does not have a company, simply put. Their contracts are too heavy, and their talent makes money due to TV spots. Most could make more on their own in the indies rather than stay in TNA. WWE could be in talks with Spike yet again, for all we know, and could be there to take the TNA competition down for good. Or Spike TV is simply keeping options open. We will know by May, according to WWE, on where their new TV home will be. We shall see what TNA plans to do, especially Dixie Carter. Feelings that is Spike really weighing options on if they should keep them. If they do plan to, look for the TV deal to be less than the previous one. TNA can either take it or leave it, similar to how their talks with recent departing talents has gone, right, AJ Styles?
You're done over here.
Okay, what do y'all think about that?
What do I think about it?
Yeah.
I think TNA will be lucky if they're on in the air in the next 10 years, which I hope to God they are. No.
With the recent direction that I've seen that TNA's been going on with, I think it's been very lackluster. And
keep talking, people. I'll be on in a second. If I mean, as far as...
Oh, go ahead.
I mean, I don't... I mean, it's kind of sad to see, like I said, like one of my good friends said last week, it's kind of sad to see that Jeff Jarrett ended up on the outside of TNA, yet he's the one that started the company. Red Bull gives you wings.
Well, as we know now, the reason why he was, one of the reasons why he was gone anyway, and like he said in the video when he was promoting his new wrestling company, that it's like he see the direction that it was going, and he didn't like it, and he just, like, left. But it's like, from what they said in this article, it's like, Dixie was mainly trying to push him out the door, and he was trying to take over, which she did.
Whatever works.
Right. But it is going to suck if they, you know, you can't find them on TV or anything like that anymore. Because they do still got some good talent, but... But the funny thing, like, they make more in the indies than they make in TNA. If the cars are as rich as they claim to be, they can fork up more money than that.
Absolutely. I mean, there's got to be something... Something's got to give. That's all I can say.
Well, I don't know. You need to fork up money.
Keep talking. I'm going to go fix my last burrito. Yeah, can I? It's my show. Can I eat? Everybody, be quiet right now. This is my show.
But, I guess some people were surprised that Vince didn't bought them out yet. But this is like they were saying before, WWE has no interest in buying them.
And plus, if you go by the numbers of of the ratings, they can barely pull a 1.0 rating. If you're going by the numbers.
Right, and especially you only putting like four matches for like 1 hour, and compared to NXT got like 4 to 5 matches in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Well, oh, yeah, I mean like 4 matches in 2 hours, I'm sorry. And like I say, NXT and main event having like 4 or 5 matches an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, if they'd keep Dixie Carter off the damn TV, they probably would have more time to do matches.
I don't know. They just need a wake-up call and maybe change some things, like maybe either go back to where they, you know, used to be or something like that, but we'll see.
Well, I know, because I watch TNA, so, and,
yeah.
With Dixie steadily in charge and stuff, it was really going down. It actually, and I never thought I would ever say this about wrestling, but I was even actually thinking of stop watching TNA. Now that I personally, my own opinion, I like MVP making the matches and stuff like that. I think he's made it a little bit more exciting and more enticing. So you know, if they can actually keep that going, I think they can actually build their fan base back up.
And plus, I would say, to add on top of that, or something of my own. Honestly, the one thing that made me more interested in TNA, well, not more interested, but what I've thought of to be what TNA would be as the alternative was the talent, like the focus of like Samoa Joe, Christopher Daniels, AJ Styles, amongst their original talent, as well as the unique use of the six-sided ring for the first. I don't know if it's the first time we saw this here in in North America.
Do y'all think they should have done whatever they can to keep AJ Styles?
I think they should have.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
But it's like what they're saying that like some of these guys is getting paid more than the getting paid more in the indies than they do in TNA, so that's maybe one problem that they need to fix.
Definitely.
Right, and as we know, like Christopher Daniels is now a free agent.
Yeah, I saw I saw something about that.
Wow.
I think one of the good things they did too is they took Jeff Hardy and made his alter ego Willow again. Spice it up a little
bit. Right, and you're actually thinking that that pushing Jeff Hardy like they did will like save their rating, but or like Bobby Lashley returning and some of these other guys is just like not helping.
What storyline should be better?
Yeah, probably better writers. So maybe, because I know they got Vince Russo. Oh, go ahead.
One thing with TNA, though, that I want to point out, they need to stop storylines from WWE and using them in TNA.
Right. I guess it goes both ways because they both take, ideas from each other. I guess
I've noticed over the years TNA has a habit of doing it a lot, more, I won't say a lot more, but more than WWE. So that's a lot of the complaints that I hear people say, oh, well, they bit that off of WWE. That's why I don't watch them. I'm like, okay, well, WWE is known to take from TNA.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, uneducated in what they watch. Oh, no. I'm like, okay, whatever you say.
This is you can see in the indies, too. They might they're going to take some of their ideas and make it to, storylines. Because independent wrestling, some of them do, storyline type of thing, too.
Right.
You mean much time they put the TNA world title on their bearded wrestler?
With that situation. I read something on that, too. I guess they were saying it was already planned, and only a few people know that Eric Young was going to get the title.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think that was kind of interesting because – oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Right from that, WWE was quote incredibly amused about how Eric Young won the world title.
Right. I forgot what I was going to say.
What?
Yeah, I can't even remember what I was going to say now. It'll come to me. It'll come to me.
Okay. I'll be drinking water. CM Bald Skunk, how you doing? And Big Show grabs your arm, wraps it around your neck, then rips the ugly mask right off your face. Ah, CM Punk is bald. Ah, my eyes. It burns. It burns. The bald CM Punk. Got it. Eric, get it off. Well, you might have to get it off.
Okay, now I remember. Don't get me wrong. Eric Young does deserve it. And also, like, only a few people only knew that he was going to get the title, which is kind of the good thing, only because, you know, a lot of the stuff just get leaked out, and, you know, just the same thing with WWE. Like, all their stuff get leaked out, and they probably just want to keep it a secret.
Yeah, I try my best to kind of, like, skip past anything that they're talking about, upcoming shows and, you know, the spoilers. I try to kind of sneak past them.
It's kind of better to stay away from those because none of those are 110% accurate.
I'm like, I'll believe it until I see it.
I'll believe it when I see it, exactly.
Yeah, for me, you know, for me, whenever it comes to spoilers, when I say the word spoiler, I try to, I avoid it because I think personally, spoilers are, are killing the industry.
Yeah, they actually really are. I mean, unless you're not going to watch the show and stuff like that, then I wouldn't suggest reading any spoilers. Or reading any results. Is everybody still
well,
there?
I was just going to talk about a little bit of TNA since I know they're going to be in my neck of the woods next week. Like I said, right. hopefully they can do something real quick if they end up losing this TV deal. And just try to, try to do something or try to, oh, go ahead.
Are they got to amaze the TV executives.
Right, either they have to kind of like, not destroy, but the word I'm trying to look for, just do it all over again. Thinking of some of the lines, like they just destruct, and after that, just redo it again. And think of the stuff that people liked in the past, and bring some of that back. And think about some stuff for the present and future.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the things that they can like do.
Still with us?
Manny?
Wake the fuck up.
Wait, who fell asleep?
Guess a rainy day.
Hang on, let me open this chat window up and cuss her out.
Buster said she just posted up something. Oh, guys, on this chat.
Yes, because I noticed, like, she probably hasn't said anything. I haven't even gotten a little, we haven't even heard a little giggle. I'm like, she even still there?
Well, I think Randy Orton was at her house earlier, so.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Squirt.
Let's see. NXT's main event, Corey Games and Ascension versus the Usos and Sami Zayn. I could never say his name right.
Sami Zayn?
Yeah. But question for y'all. What do y'all think of Corey Games?
I think it's very good, but I think his wrestling is is pretty good. His mic skills need a little bit tweaking. Hang on a second. I just met message Rand's Facebook and I said, "Are you still on the call?" And then she said, "My phone cut me off." Yeah, that's all I'll do on her. Anyways, about Corey Graves, he's good in the ring. His mic work, I think, needs a little bit more tweaking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think that, I do see potential in him being called up to the main roster.
Kristen, because I know some people does compare him to CM Punk. So, what do y'all think about that comparison?
I do see some comparisons. The tattoos is probably the best. The tattoos and the attire. The way he dressed. I would say he's more closer in terms of the look and attitude to that of probably, it might be an interesting connection or a weird one, to that of Edge.
Were we on the commercial break?
Well, $1 million move.
I don't know what happened. I just heard music. I'm like, what happened?
The network won't let her call back till 11 more hours.
Oh, So what's everybody think about Adam Rose?
I like him.
Yeah, I think he has to grow on me a little bit. Because he reminds me of fucking Brand.
I think, like, his gimmick and stuff is working, and I can see why they're pushing him up. I see why they're pushing him up to the main roster this quick, because the gimmick is actually kind of a work, but it seems like everybody likes him in NXT. So I think it will go somewhere like How I Live with Fandango, but I'm not sure if he's going to, like, win a title or anything like that, but, hey, things can happen in WWE.
Well, he can win this title. He can win that one.
Well, actually,
that's
my ringtone. I'm playing random songs because I can, and it's my show. I can do what the hell I want. I'm sorry, you guys are fine.
I'm
sorry,
I'm sorry.
No, you can still talk.
Yeah, my ringtone is a giant full song. It's an album. Called the Dream.
Oh man, Brandy just told me she's actually busy with Randy Orton right now.
Tell her to get an interview.
Yeah, tell us to give her an interview. Hey, give us an interview, Rainey. If you're listening, then reply to me in this chat that's on my phone right now. Hey, little mama. Hey, little mama. Just tell me, can I get a line? Throw you up and let it run through my veins. Cause I can always see the five stars when I'm on you. See, it would be good to rewrite some of these lyrics in dedications of the IWC. Just check it out. I just wanna kill you, yeah. Wanna IWC, you're fighting little bitches. You did my magic, yeah. I don't know what I just said. Yeah. I didn't see it, bitch. Bitches. I didn't see it, bitch. Bitches.
Great song about the
album. I sorry, Justin, for ruining your song, brother.
You
see, you can let your smile. Why do you got something with the move? Sound myself a little smart, my karaoke right now. What's horrible? Oh, you don't like that song? Okay, let me switch it around for you. Where's that song at? It's here somewhere. This is dedicated to all of the... Well, I don't know who it's dedicated to. It's dedicated to one simple person.